See? Oh, wonderful. Okay, it's all been told with you is true. It's more easy to me in Spanish. In Spanish is more lovely. But I have planned to talk with you. It's the same sermon that last night. But this morning I seen that I have more help because my mother and my wife pray this morning all the time for me, and I feel different, you know. It's the same service, the same sermon, but maybe for the person that he last night have some new, different for this person. Today I would like to talk with you about the some men and some women that this woman and this man put his faith in God and put his faith in the promise of God. In some moments in the life, we have some problems. Some days I feel better, I feel well, all is well with me, you know. I have a good wife, I have or we have a good wife, man, a husband. You have good boys, have a good job, you have money, you finish your university, you know. In this day, you see the world and you see that this world is in front of you, you know, here. But I want to talk with you about the older days. Older days, maybe when you wake up in your home and you understand that you don't have more your wife with you, or you lost your job, maybe no more money, maybe no more car, maybe no more business. What happened with you and me in these days? Is one important point is seen in what our hope in these days. This is a bad day. I'd like to sing in the person in Panama City and Mexico Beach. Tuesday at night, go to sleep, have car, have money, have city, have classroom for his son, you know. All is well, have good business. I sing in my doctor in Panama City, have a big business, very good building, you know. But one day at morning, something coming. His name is Michael. At night, no more car, no more city. Maybe some people, no more wife, or no more son because the son need to go to a place. No more school, no more money. You know, it's terrible day. In this day, it's the day that me like to talk with you about this day. I seen about some person in the church, in the Bible. The name of this person is Prisoner of Hope. You know, this is a very important person. I seen that all of the men of God, all of the women of God, in some moment is a prisoner of hope. You know, listen this verse of the Bible. The Bible say, "Return to your stronghold." My first point this moment, in this morning, is I'd like to talk with you about your stronghold. And very good question is, who is my stronghold? Who is my stronghold? Maybe the young people here don't understand when me try to talk about a stronghold. I see one definition in the dictionary about this and say the stronghold is a place of security and supervival. You know, it's one place that you go when you have some problem and you are safe in this place. Tuesday night, I stay with Pete in his house. I seen that Michael coming, and I have one question for Pete. Pete, please, what is the best place in this house if Michael coming? I told him, he say, okay, I seen that this is a bathroom. I remember this night, this is a good point, I take my passport and my Cuban money with me, you know, because no, it's possible to me come back to Cuba if me not have my passport, you know. You take, this day, you take the more important for you and take with you, and you try to go to this place because you feel safe in this place. You understand me? The Holy Spirit helped me in this way. Who is our stronghold in the bad day? His name is Jesus. Jesus is our stronghold in this bad day. The Psalm chapter 61, verse 3 say, you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy. You know, when the enemy come with you, Jesus is with you too. And you need to go with Jesus because you need that Jesus protects you. Proverbs 18, verse 10 say, the name of my Lord is a strong tower. The name of my Lord. Remember, our enemy don't understand other name, not respect other name, only the name of Jesus. When you say in the name of Jesus, he, you understand me? It's important that you understand that Jesus is our stronghold. Whatever that is your problem today, I need to talk with you about that Jesus is the best name in this world. We need to understand that always we and me have the opportunity to go with Jesus. In some difficult days, you need Jesus, and a good day too. But in a good day, you are very effort. All is well. I need Jesus. Hey, Jesus, if you are, if you like, come with me. You first. It's similar in America. I remember this day. I was studying in the university. Remember when me not have any problem in the life, and me stand up every day and say, hey, Jesus, come. Come on. But now it's different. Now, when me stand up, wake up, I say, hey, Jesus, are you here? Please, don't lose me. Don't forget me, please. You know, it's different days. What happened if one day some people come with you? I remember the day that the doctor in Cuba come with me and have a small interview. I never is sick. I never go to hospital in my life. The first occasion, he something, hey, say to the nurse, you see, it's bad. I say, what? What happened to me? The doctor say, hey, you have cancer. Maybe you have more here. And maybe you only have 1 month, maybe 2 weeks. You need treatment rapidly because it's very dangerous. The cancer is for every, you know? It's terrible. I don't remember how I can go to my house. It's terrible. In these days, I can't see anything. This is the days that me talk with you in this day. But in this day, we have Jesus. In this day, we need to understand that Jesus is our stronghold. Job in the Bible, this man Job, lost all of his children, all of his money. I think in some moment this woman is good wife. When you see that the wife say to he, when he have this situation, is bad. But Hope say, I know that my Redeemer live, and that in the end he will stand up in the earth. It's important because Hope never lost his hope. It's important when you try to make something in the life, have hope. Maybe you don't have money, and you have the opportunity to make something. But if you don't have loss, a hope, if you don't have love with you, you don't can make anything. You need hope all the time for all that you beginning in your life. The Bible say, prisoner of hope. Who is this person? In the Bible, I found some man. His name is Abraham. Abraham is true this morning. It's wonderful. It's a good example of prisoner of hope. Abraham, in some moment received one promise of God that God take one son for him. In other moment, he go to a place and God say, hey, please listen, see the skies, see the beach. You have, in the future, you will have many descendants, many person with you. But in this moment, he don't have any one person. God, when this man have 100 years old, take his son and bring to him. Okay. All is good, but in some day, God come back to talk with Abraham and say, hey, Abraham, it's possible that you sacrifice your son for me? In some moment, please don't talk with Pastor Philip about this, because maybe not permit more me here. But in some moment, I think that God is crazy. In some moment, it's funny. What? Me wait for you 100 years for one son, and now you ask me that me sacrifice my son? You are crazy. You are very funny. I don't like you. But this is me. Abraham is different because Abraham is a prisoner of hope. One book in the Bible, Hebrews, come on. This chapter 11, verses 19, say, Abraham reasoned that God could even raise the dead, and so in manner of speaking, he did receive Isaac back from the dead. You know? The person that write this book say that in some manner of speaking, Abraham received again his son, but his old son. Remember that what God do for me and for you? He take his only one son and sent to the world only to sacrifice for you and me. You are a good person? Me no. But no, it's important for God, because God loves you, loves me, and he take the best that he have to send to us, only because he need that you understand and me understand that he loves us. Is you with me in this way? I remember the day that me told with my mother about the me want to go to respond to a pastoral, you know? And I say, hey mommy, I feel that God called me. It's possible you permit me, that means pastor? And she said, no. I don't understand, because the first person, Christian person in my house is my mom. I don't understand, because she always pray for that me know Jesus. But when me know Jesus and Jesus call me, my mother not permit me to service Jesus. It's crazy. Maybe it's the problem of the mother, the given mother. Maybe you don't have this problem here. Maybe. Only maybe. Maybe it's only the problem of in cure. I remember when in one service in the church, I go to a church, and one pastor in Triumfal City pray for my mom. It's the first time that the Holy Spirit touched my mother. My mother fell off. When me see this, I say, wow. What happened? I don't think in this moment in the conversation about me, the pastor. I only need to understand what happened to my mother. When she stand up, I say, hey mom, how are you? She said, very good, thank you. And what happened to you? She said, me, God told with me. You listen the voice of God? Are you sure? Yes. And what God told with you? She said, he only asked me one question. Why, if he sent his son for me, now, me don't like to take, to bring you to him? It's a very good question. Why? She say, she take time and sing and say, okay, it's possible, go. And in this moment say, but please, good pastor. Because if she pay big price, she need that this good, you know? She permit this and no have, I mean, there never, no is a good pastor, It's not good for my mother. I remember one. Then computer. I remember one history in the history, only a history, is from one. This is the Susan computer, not mine. This is the problem, sorry. One history about the goodness of God. And in this history, have one king, and his king in his kingdom have one servant. And this servant always say to this king that God is good all the time, and that all that God made is perfect, and God never make a mistake. This person, this king don't know Jesus, and he don't understand this. Go to the hunger, to hunting, and when he go, one animal attacks the servant, kills this animal, but the king lost this finger, you know? When the king have this experience, go to his servant and say, hey, how do you sin now? You sin that God is good all the time? You sin that all the God made is perfect, and God never make a mistake? If God is good, why I have this problem now? The servant answer is say, okay, I don't know what is the plan of God, but maybe it's better for you not have more this finger with you. Oh, terrible answer. Prison. The servant, go. Prison. No more here. Finito. The problem is that then this king go again, and now no have animal, attack of animal, is Indian person. And this Indian take this king because practice to sacrifice, human sacrifice. And the best person for this is the king. When the person that presentation this sacrifice see the king, is, oh, this man no is good man for sacrifice to my God. Not perfect. Lost one finger. Take other person. Then the king come back to his kingdom, and when he arrived, the first person to talk is the servant. Go. Fly to me, in front of me, the servant in the prison, please. This man come, and he say, the king say to the servant, hey, you know what happened to me? And I really feel that God is good all the time, because it's good for me not have this finger. All of God made with me is perfect. God never permit make a mistake. But I have one question more. How or why, if God is good all the time, why is God is perfect and all he made is perfect and never make a mistake? Permit that you is in the prison all of these times, if you only is a good man of God? It's good question. The servant is smiling and say, hey, remember that me have all my finger. Maybe if me with you, me is the sacrifice man. You understand? In this way, I need to say you that God always is good, God never make a mistake. All of God made is perfect. We need to understand this in the life. This is a very funny history, but it's important because in some moment you and me lost the hope. I remember the day that me lost my hope. October 2016, November, December, January of 2017 is the terrible bad day, bad month for me. I received one diagnostic of cancer in Cuba. Not have many time for treatment, go to Havana, receive chemotherapy. This and radiation is terrible. No, it's possible to me eat because it's here. No, it's possible to me eat. No more eat. No more talk. And me love talk. You know, you see me. No, it's possible to me more walk because I lost 15, 5, and 0 pain. In this moment, if me, he, nobody here, you know? He, maybe, but he, nobody here. It's zzz. I remember the 9th of December 31, 2016. This is a very bad night for me because all my family come to my home, go to our city, only to take like to take time with me in the house. I beginning to smiling the Cuban food. Oh, the Cuban food is good. You need to eat the Cuban food, of course. When me smiling, I don't, no, it's possible to me eat. I remember that my wife take a small part of pork and put here only because she want the meat taste it. I go to my bathroom, I close the door for 4 days. No more person with me. I don't can see any person. Only my wife is possible to come with me in my bedroom. It's a bad day. In some moment, I feel that God is with me. In some moment, I don't understand anything that happened to me. In some moment, I seen that maybe Jesus no love me. But the morning of January 4 in 2017 is different morning. This morning. You know the mercy of God is new every day, every morning. You know this part in the Bible? It's true. When me wake up this morning, I feel that God coming to my bedroom. I feel again God. For months I don't feel God and I don't see how God, what is his plan. But this morning, God is with me in his bedroom. And I feel that he need to talk with me about this world. He say me, hey, Andres, you need to return to our stronghold. Me is our stronghold. Me always is with you. And I have one plan. If you want to be a prisoner of hope, if you want to save your hope, I have a plan to restore you a door. Hey, try to understand this. In this moment, I never preach in English. This is my second opportunity to preach in English. A door. Now, all the opportunity that God permit me, I talk, you know? Please say in English, it's okay. If you want in Russian, it's possible to me too. It's a joke. But this morning, I listen one song. The name of this song is 10,000 Lessons to Bless the Lord. When I put in the computer this song, because this song is in my mind in this moment, I continue to feel the presence of God, and then all is changed. All is better. It's better, and I think that I look great. I want to take to you one word. Please, don't lose your hope. Go to your friend, neighbors with Panama City and Mexico and say that God sent one Cuban pastor here only for this, only for say today to this person that no lost the hope. This is my mission here. I think that God permit me stay with you today only for this. Maybe tomorrow you need to remember this. Maybe some person in Chalimar need this. Maybe tomorrow some person in your family need to remember this. Whatever that happened tomorrow and in the future, remember, don't lose the hope, because the hope is important. And what is our hope? That Jesus is our strong hope. Amen.